where the palm trees sway. There's a special show to brighten up your day. From rockin' festivals to Broadway dreams, tune in with Bonnie G. It's a desert scene. The desert scene with Bonnie G. Meet the stars and feel the beat. From the Coachella Valley is the place to be for all the culture, fun, and harmony. The desert scene, yeah, with Bonnie G.
From Palm Springs, California, this is The Desert Scene, celebrating the arts, entertainment, and culture of the Coachella Valley and Desert Cities. Presented by the Mutual Broadcasting System, The Desert Scene spotlights local theater, music, comedy, festivals, and more. Now, here's your host, Bonnie G.
Welcome to The Desert Scene. So happy to have you here. And very happy to welcome as our guest, Eric Frankson, who is on the board of The Well in the Desert. And they have a big, their annual fundraising event coming up Monday, January 12th at Mission Hills Country Club. And he's going to tell us all about it. Hi, Eric.
Hi there. Well, thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. Every year we put on a benefit concert. It's been the Jam in the past, but we are rebranding it this year as the Wishing Well Benefit, where wishes bring change. And basically we have Bella the Ball as our MC this year. And we have 10 wonderful, the top entertainers in town. We have singers like Eve Evans and Chris Bennett. Basically Tony Granberry is going to be performing, and Patrice Morris and Brian Scott. And then we also have celebrity impersonators, which is gonna be neat. For the first time, we have Frank DeSalvo as Frank Sinatra. We have Christy King as Doris Day, and we have Lisa Lynn Morgan as Patsy Cline, and they're going to be doing special sets. So it's going to be a different approach to what we've done in the past. We're getting back to the benefit idea that we're raising money for an organization that feeds hundreds of people every day. Last year we fed over 81,000 warm meals for free to everybody that was starving in the Palm Springs area. We have a new website that you can go to and find out all about all the great things we do at www.wellinthedesert.com. We're no longer .org. We had problems with that for the last couple of years. We are now wellinthedesert.com. And you go there and you can see what events we're doing, what we do for the community. And what we do is really special. We do more than just feed the community. You know, I mean, if you woke up after a meth binge, you know, or a fentanyl binge, and you were beaten up and bloody and starving and withdrawing and had all your stuff stolen and all your IDs and everything else, the first person you crawl to is the Well in the Desert. And the Well in the Desert will clean you up, we feed you, we get you clothes, and we get you some luggage, and we, you know, if we have to get you medical, we'll go get you medical. And we try to get you going in the right direction. We show you respect where no one else does. And that's something that the Well's done 6 days, well, 5 days a week for the last 25 years.
And talk about, you actually started a bike program in addition. So tell people about that.
I'm a guy who doesn't ride a bike that has a bike program. Thank you very much. What happened was, we have a, when I got involved with the Well in the Desert, I was bringing in care packages of medical supplies and toothbrushes and toothpaste and socks, you know. And that one day I met a gentleman who, his bike was covered with these bags, to-go bags of food. And I said, "What are you doing with all those to-go bags?" And he said, I take them to all the guys underneath the bridges that can't come to the feed, because for every person you see at the feed that are at our free feeds, there's probably someone back at their camp watching all their stuff. So I asked him, "How do you stop?" He didn't have brakes. His bike didn't have brakes. And he said, "I don't." And I said, "Hmm." I went home and looked up and bought a kid's double wide trailer for him. And he went from delivering a dozen meals a day up to 80 meals a day to the guys underneath the bridges and on the sides of the roads. And what it taught me was the value of the bikes and the value of the carts. And so I started having one of the guys fix up bikes for me. And then I would find the right person for the bikes. And these are guys that have to get to parole meetings and medical appointments. And the most important thing is if they want to get a job, the first thing that you ask someone is, do you have dependable transportation? And if you have one of my bikes, you have dependable transportation. And they're all donated. They're all donated by people that have them sitting in their garages, sitting there gathering dust, and they want something good to be done with them.
How many bikes have you given away at this point?
Today we are giving away our 287th bicycle.
Wow.
And that's, each one gets an expensive lock. There's tubes, there's work involved with each one. Each one's done with love. But each one seems to go to the person that really needs it at the moment. Mm-hmm. And it's been a way for me to be the point of the spear for the problem of homelessness and hunger, and yet be doing something effective with that.
Yeah. Let's go back to the event. So there's a 3-course sit-down dinner. Those tickets are $150 down from last year.
That's correct. And then we also have $50 tickets if you don't want to have dinner, but you want to be part of the champagne reception at 5 o'clock with the hors d'oeuvres and then the free champagne and the silent auctions. And then we're going to have the main benefit is going to be in the banquet rooms of the Mission Hills Country Club. And that will be the sit-down part where we have still have a couple tables with seats available at $150 a seat. If you don't want dinner, but you want to be part of the Well in the Desert and you want to contribute or donate, it's a $50 ticket. And those are we've never done that before, but we've already sold 20 or 30 of them, so we're doing all right with those.
So silent auction is from 5 to 6 downstairs on the terrace. That's silent auction, champagne, little nibbles, a little bit of music. 6 o'clock, people go upstairs into the ballroom for the dinner and the main show.
That's correct. We don't have when I say more intimate, we're not having a dance floor this year. We don't have a 40-foot stage with a full band and everything else. We're doing a small stage, a 10-foot stage. They'll be using tracks. All these pros, these are pro singers. They're used to doing tracks. This is what their show is. It's going to be marvelous, and this is going to make them comfortable. It's going to make everybody comfortable. We have professional lights and sound coming in. It's exciting. It's exciting, and it's a rebranding. So we do well this year. Next year, just get easier.
Where can people get tickets?
They can go online to wellinthedesert.com, not .org, .com. And if you go to events, you will see that there is a gala sign-up event site. And that's the easiest way to do it, is to go to wellinthedesert.com, go to the events, and then it'll take you to our Zeffy site, Zeffy. And that's where you can buy the tickets for the event.
Excellent. Well, again, it's Monday, January 12th at the Mission Hills Country Club. Wishing Well, Benefit and Concert to benefit Well in the Desert. Such great work. Eric, thank you. Thanks for being here.
It's an honor to be part of this. Thank you.
If you enjoyed the show, please share it with your friends. And you can subscribe for free wherever you get your podcast. Just hit the like and subscribe button. And we'll see you next time on The Desert Scene.
The Desert Scene with Bonnie G. Meet the stars and feel the beat. From the Coachella Valley, it's the place to be for all the culture, fun, and harmony. The Desert Scene, with Bonnie G. The Desert Scene's where you belong with Mutual Broadcasting's Bonnie G. Just sing along. Just sing along.